guys. Big episode of the Hornies Podcast. We talk Vikings offseason rumors, Caitlin Clark mania, Wolves playoff odds. We break down the Premier League title race. Here we go. And here we go, Hornies Podcast. I'm Eric. I'm here with Jim. How's it going?
Just fantastic, man. How are you, bro?
Hey, I'm so glad that we're back.
I know.
We had to take a week off. We couldn't figure it out with the schedule.
Schedules.
But we're back this week. We've got a lot to talk about.
We do. We got double the stuff, double the content. You better hurry. Keep a fast clip, okay?
Yeah.
Go.
We're going to have to get moving here. So before we do that, we need you guys to give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Nordy's Podcast and subscribe anywhere that you guys get your favorite podcast from and get the Nordy's Podcast directly to your phone or your device each and every week for free.
Shit, you're taking me literally.
Let's go.
Get that done with.
All right. So, Jim, what are we drinking here?
All right. So, this is a tap room exclusive. What's the label on that thing?
This is Modest. Tap only. Pineapple.
Okay. What is that middle thing? There's a fruit in here I've never heard of.
Calamansi?
Okay. I guess it's like a...
sea salt?
It's like a cross between an orange and a lemon. And whatever it is making this... really delicious.
This is amazing. This is
one of the best seltzers I've ever had.
Yeah, I agree. I got to the word calamansi and I was like
a little concerned.
Saw it for the first time ever.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, I don't want to read that.
Felt like you're back in like third grade with the popcorn and you're like, oh, I don't know this one.
The first time I looked at it, I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Calamansi. Yeah, this is great.
I know. It's tap room only. So thanks to Potts for bringing it over because I wouldn't have it otherwise, but yeah, man, drinking a seltzer.
I'm not a big seltzer drinker, but this kind of makes me want to start.
With real calamansi fruit in there?
Yeah.
If you got the calamansis, I'm in.
All right, here we go. Lots to talk about. First thing we need to talk about is a video game, actually.
Okay.
So everyone's probably heard about this, that EA Sports NCAA Football 25 is coming out. After 10 years of being away.
Right.
This was a game a lot of us video game players played growing up.
So it's been years and years, right? Like,
yeah.
Like you were probably in college when they stopped doing
it? Yeah, in college. I think that was probably the last time that they did it, maybe a little bit.
I'm not a big sports game guy, so I wouldn't really know. But I know it's been gone for a long time.
Yeah, so they had a hard time with like the players' rights and like using names and likenesses and... they're getting lawsuits filed against them. And
which I kind of get if you're not going to pay the people.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's just hard because there's so many people in it. But
yeah.
I think they have it figured out now. They're going to be doing $600 and a free copy of the game for everyone who opts in.
I mean, I would take it. I would want to be in it anyways.
I mean, I would do it for free.
Yeah, I would do it for free. I'd be like, so it's $600 and then I get to be in it and I would pay that.
Yeah, I'd pay.
So I'd be able to play as myself.
Yeah, I would too.
So like anybody being like, I can't believe they're not getting compensated more. They don't have to do it.
I'd be hurt so badly when they made me like a 43. But yeah, I'm excited about this. I always thought this game was a lot of fun.
No, they said you play like you're 43.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I'm excited. I will buy this game.
You will?
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
Really?
I'm more excited.
And who would
about
you play? Like, would you play as a certain college or?
I'll probably be the Gophers.
Really?
Yeah, recruit.
And just stay mid the whole time?
I mean.
Wait a minute. Are you just going to use this as a fucking college simulator?
Yeah,
probably. And you're never going to play any games,
no,
are you?
I'll play. Like,
You're going to play menus.
No, here's my thing. I play Madden sometimes and I only play offense.
Okay.
And that's kind of like made me play a little bit of Madden this year.
Really?
Yeah, I never played. I haven't made a tackle yet.
But you got the EA pass, so you'll definitely get this.
Yeah, yeah. You get like 10% off or something.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think it's cool. It seems fun.
Yeah, happy.
It's going to be exactly like Madden, right? If you're good at one, you're good at the other.
Yeah, it's usually a little different. It's like the same engine as Madden,
yeah.
But then they like redo parts of the game, and it looks a little different, plays a little different, but it will be mostly the same thing.
Okay. Well, congrats.
Thanks.
Enjoy.
Can't wait. All right. Also, we got a new bar in the Twin Cities.
We did. We did. It made a lot of waves. So this was like news stories and the mayor posted about it. A bar of their own.
Yes.
And it's a women's sports only. Okay. So it's not like people think, oh, well, I shouldn't go there. Eric, you and I could absolutely roll in there.
Yeah.
Grab some spots at the bar.
Yep.
Watch Caitlin Clark or whatever we're going to do. But yeah, it's kind of cool. It's only the fourth one in the country that's, you know, themed towards women's sports and to celebrate, you know, women in general in the city. So, and dude, it was like line out the door, huge success. So we're happy for him. Actually, you know what I also need is just more sports bars for men too. For anybody, for like the ones that are just for everybody.
Yeah.
Where are those?
We went, like, sports bars disappeared.
Why?
I don't know. They were just kind of like, yeah, we don't have TVs. If you want to watch a certain game, we're going to have to roll in a projector.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Where are the TVs?
Are you a substitute teacher? What are you doing?
Yeah. I agree. I think this is cool. I would go check this out.
Yeah. I think it's great. Good for them. And I'm sure, like, you know, maybe some people roll their eyes and their assholes, or you just don't care, but I bet there's a lot of people that really, really care and really think this is cool and special. So good for them.
Absolutely. I think it's just like there's bars for everyone, and I think that's a good thing. Like, yeah. There's board game bars. A lot of people would roll their eyes at that and be like, board games?
That's sick, though.
Yeah.
Because board games are expensive.
I just think it's nice that there are different things for different people. And obviously, there's tons of people who are huge fans of women's professional sports.
Especially in Minnesota, I feel like. Women's hockey is huge here, and obviously women's basketball has been more successful than men's. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Also, let's just talk about Caitlin Clark mania real quickly.
Let's just go right into it.
So she actually passed Pistol Pete Maravich for the all-time leading scorer in the history of the NCAA.
I wouldn't have guessed that he had it.
I don't know if I would have either.
But that's great. That's amazing.
I want to apologize to Caitlin Clark. I feel like I've been dragging her name through the mud.
Why?
I just think she's like a ball hog, and I really hated when she fell down when they lost, and she pretended the fan ran her over. That really bothered me.
And then she pretended to get hurt or something.
Yeah, I was like, that was so uncool. But I will say this about Caitlin Clark. I think this is the nicest compliment that I can give an Iowa player.
Okay, let's keep that in mind.
The moment doesn't seem too big for Caitlin Clark, and all eyes are on her, and she's meeting the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's so difficult to do in anything in the world. Like, when your moment comes and all eyes in the world are on you and all the pressure in the world is on you, she's up for it.
Right.
And I think that that is really cool. And so I am going to not be grouchy about Caitlin Clark. I'm just going to enjoy.
Hope so.
I'm just going to enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the ride. She's one of the biggest stars in basketball.
She's one of the biggest stars in sports right now.
She's definitely going to make that that women's NCAA tournament must watch for you, Eric, who doesn't like any. This is not an anti-women's sports thing for you.
Yeah.
You don't like the men's basketball NCAA tournament either.
Don't care. I know that's really controversial. I know it's like the cool thing to be like, oh man, my favorite days of the year are the Masters and the NCAA tournament, and I take those days off of work and blah 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 blah.
Yep.
I know, like, that's the cool thing
they
to say.
They get the 3-4 screens going.
Yeah, you gamble on it, and I've heard it all. Yeah. To me, it's not good, mostly because it's just not future professionals. That's my biggest complaint. Like, I think
now more than ever.
I think it used to be a lot better than it is now, because you would get guys like Dwayne Wade rolling through the tournament, making a name for themselves, and then they'd be a star. That doesn't really happen anymore.
Increase their draft stock.
That was the fun part of it. Now it's just kind of like, oh, a bunch of semi-pros are beating other semi-pros.
That would all get stomped by, like, these European players and the guys that go straight to the G League. And AAU? What is the other one that they all come out of?
That's like AAU, that's where they all play growing up and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to me, I don't like it. But I will say, I think I'm more likely to turn it on a big Caitlin Clark game than a random tournament game.
Okay.
At this point, because I think she's pretty exciting. And I don't think that, you know, I think once in a while we hear complaints that we complain about Minnesota sports and that we don't win. And people are like, what about the Lynx?
Mm-hmm.
And that's fair.
Yes.
You know, I think that we have probably made our show mostly about men's sports. And
we make the show about what people are talking about the most.
Yeah,
so
that's
just how it works. But
I think
of
that's
course.
How it works, and that's and how what we mostly have spent time on. But hey, we're early in the show here.
Opening
pretty much
it up.
Leading with Caitlin Clark here. So
I love it.
A women's sports bar. And so
you're just kind of like, you think we beat sexism, and you're kind of congratulating ourselves.
We
win. I think we're great. I think we're great people.
I think that we don't speak about this enough. And I think that when the moment comes like this, like Caitlin Clark is probably the biggest story in sports right now.
Yeah.
And watching her hunt these records is pretty cool, even though she doesn't pass.
She's the best shooter on the team. Why would she pass? There's no reason.
I want to see her against Steph Curry in the three-point contest next year.
That'd be great.
That's what
maybe just
see.
One-on-one.
Yeah.
He's getting old. I want to see. And she's got to be the same height.
I want to see or like Caitlin Clark versus LeBron in a three-point contest next year.
Yeah.
I'd watch that over the dunk contest.
Oh, easily.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. That was the coolest thing they did in the NBA All-Star
weekend.
Thing. And it was like close and she killed it.
I was like,
that was really cool.
It was electric.
Yeah, it was awesome. More of that.
More of that. Okay.
Should we talk about men's sports now? What do you got?
Yeah. We got to talk about the Vikings, okay. Obviously. So there's a lot of Vikings chatter here. So the big rumors of the week are, one, that the Vikings are closing in on an extension with Justin Jefferson.
Okay. A lot of thoughts, man. A lot of thoughts racing through my head when I'm reading these headlines.
It sounds like they're going to...
Big, big payday.
They're looking for a deal just over $30 million a year, which would make him... I think $32 million is the number that's being thrown around.
Okay, so $32 million per year... Does that make him the highest non-quarterback
second
paid
highest?
Player?
Bosa is at 34.
He's kind of worth it.
But I think that what they would do here is that the guaranteed money is where they've... I don't think that the Vikings or Jefferson have any complaints about the yearly money at all. I don't think they have. I think they've been totally on the same page.
Okay.
I think the Vikings are
the guaranteed
would
money.
You do 30? And he's like, can we do over 30? And they're like, we could do over 30.
Yeah, we could do over 30.
And I think like that's where it is, but it's all been the guarantees. So traditionally in the NFL, the players that aren't quarterbacks don't get guarantees beyond the first year.
Okay.
Or they get very minimal guarantees beyond year one. Jefferson's trying to change that. He's saying, hey, I want more years guaranteed. So I think they're going to meet in the middle. Jefferson's going to get something along the lines of 4 years, $128 million, with half of it being guaranteed, something
really?
Like that. I think he's going to get some big-time guarantees.
Now, is there a way for that not to absolutely sink our entire team?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
There's only so much. The cap is the cap.
The cap
like,
just went up by like 30
there's
million.
There's like a million players on a fucking football team.
But the cap just went up by like 30 million, which I think was more than everyone predicted.
Okay.
So now I think the Vikings are kind of like, screw it. Let's do it. Let's bring Hunter back too. So that's the other rumor is that they're trying to bring back Danielle Hunter as well.
Wow. So that changed everything.
Yeah.
The cap going that much
the
up.
The cap
huh?
went up a bunch and now everybody's going to feel rich. These players are going to get paid this offseason.
Well, good. And hey, that means that's how much money that these players and these teams are pulling in and they're getting their share. So
absolutely. So to me, I think that I think Jefferson is my favorite player in the NFL.
I am psyched that he's staying. It just feels like, are we doing this to sell tickets or are we trying to make moves that are like, you know, team friendly and we can have a little bit more of a balanced team and we can sign more people to help, you know, a struggling defense or
I think
a running back or other things that we could address. And
I think outside
of
quarterback,
we essentially don't have a quarterback.
I think outside of quarterback and maybe pass rush, receiver is kind of like right there as the most important position.
Okay.
And at this point in the NFL, like I know someone will say left tackle, receiver, tackle, left tackle, edge rusher, and corner are probably the four spots behind quarterback that are the most important parts of a team. You could be a freak at a different position and be a huge difference maker, but they're just not, it's not happening as much.
Got it.
I think that I would be fine if they traded Jefferson. I'd be fine if they signed him to this deal. It all just doesn't really matter to me if they don't go and get their next quarterback. It just doesn't really matter what they do. It's just like they've got to go find a new quarterback. And all of the smoke right now is that Cousins is going to be leaving.
Okay, but we can't, like, use him to go up in the draft.
Nope.
Right. So
he's a free agent. He free can't agent. Be franchise tagged. He is just a free agent.
Yep.
And we will, as of now, the smoke is all going towards him signing with the Atlanta Falcons, which is hilarious because free agency doesn't even open for over a week.
Tampering.
Yeah. But it sounds like he's leaning towards going to Atlanta. We would get not this year, but next year, we'd get a third round pick
okay.
for him. So we'd get like the 100th pick in the draft for Cousins. But you also get that financial flexibility. And there's going to be a lot of options as to where they could go for quarterback. So they keep claiming, hey, they're going to try to sign Kirk. Kirk wants to stay in Minnesota. Everything they've been saying has been they want to sign him. But I think that they're not desperate too. And I think that other teams, most notably Atlanta, is feeling desperate to go get him.
Yeah.
His wife is from there. It just feels like his time here is done, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I think he's been good. He's a good quarterback.
He is good.
I think that he helps that team for sure. What happened to all the smoke with San Fran? Just they're good with Purdy, and
they just don't have need the him money as much. That yeah. he wants. They just
so, I mean, if we don't really have anything, how do we move up in the draft at all? Or do we just have to grab somebody at 13 and be like, nah,
we have 11. We have the 11th pick.
11, okay.
But here's the deal. We would trade draft picks to move up.
Yeah.
Probably a future first-round pick and maybe and more.
So we just trade draft picks instead of yeah. JJ.
So here's the deal. Here's your options at quarterback outside of Cousins. So there yeah. is some, there is, has been some smoke, I would say, with the Vikings, with some veteran quarterbacks. First being Sam Darnold, former top three pick in the draft, played years in Carolina after being with the Jets. He was the backup this year in San Francisco. San Francisco's offense, Vikings offense, pretty much the same.
Yeah, that doesn't do much for
me. He could come in the short term and, you know, push to be your starter.
Okay.
Russell Wilson, you're going to hear his name.
Because he's being released, huh?
Yeah, they're eating like some absurd amount of money.
He wasn't like 80 that million bad towards the end there, wasn't he? Weren't they winning more games towards
yeah,
the end
but
of
they
the
benched
year?
Him even at the end of the year.
Okay. Didn't work out there.
No.
He's washed. I don't want him.
I don't want him either. I would be really hurt. I would be more hurt if we signed Russell Wilson, even on the cheap, than if we got Cousins back.
Really?
$85 million dead money hit.
Jesus.
That means they're paying $85 million against the salary cap.
To get rid of him, and then do they need a QB then
yeah,
too?
And they need and to so find gonna, someone to replace him. So pretty much they God. Just said...
That sucks for us because
so
we don't
bad.
Want him,
yeah.
and now we have a competitor
yeah,
for the rest of the guys.
They're just like, you know, we would rather not have you and pay you like you're the best quarterback in the league than have you on the team.
Oh, my God.
Other names... Baker Mayfield. A lot of Baker Mayfield smoke this
That'd be fun.
Today.
That'd be fun. I'd welcome Baker with open arms. That would be hilarious. I wouldn't expect to win at a high level,
see,
but I'd
enjoy
I'm
okay
it.
With Baker so long as we draft one of the top quarterbacks.
Right,
still.
Yes. I think that's a given.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be happy with any QB. I wouldn't be happy if we signed Kirk and it's like, if we're going to run it back. Like, no, dude, we need a QB of the future.
If they go get Drake May or J.J. McCarthy... and they bring in Baker Mayfield for a year, I would be happy with that plan.
That'd be great.
I would say, Baker is going to fill up the stat sheet, and we're not going to
put on
that
a show
good.
Here and there.
Yeah, it'll be kind of fun, and then our guy will get a year to marinate and improve on yeah. the sideline. I'd be happy with that plan.
And maybe they're, you know, they're 4-8 to start, and you get to bring in the
If
the
we
young
bring
gun.
In Baker Mayfield for multiple years on a big money deal and draft defense, I'd be pretty upset.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty upset.
That can't be.
I think
their
the
plan.
Only quarterback that we could bring in and not draft a quarterback, in my opinion, is Justin Fields.
Really?
Yeah. Justin Fields, 25 years old.
Yeah.
So he's still young. He's been promising. And the Vikings liked him coming out of the draft. I can imagine they still
fresh
do.
Fresh start, who knows?
Yeah, fresh start. He's only 25
I mean, he's only
years
been
old.
At the Bears. It's not like he's had like three organizations he's failed at.
He played 3 years with the Bears. He had probably his best year last year. He is a little injury prone, which is spooky to me, and I'm not sure he's that accurate, but I would be happy. I think I would be happy. Like, if we found out tomorrow we traded our number two pick for Fields, I think I would be happy about it. I think.
But then you would know for sure that means they're not going to go try to they're gonna fill up the team around him. And
yeah, Fields would be their guy for the short term at least, and they would...
I wouldn't be happy with
they'd
that.
They'd trade down in the draft to get more picks because they would have no second and no third.
Aren't we trying to? We'd have the same team, well, a little better team, you know, because we can draft, but.
At that point, it
was just a worse version of last year and we weren't good.
Yeah, but I think you're saying to yourself, one, everyone was excited about Dobbs. If you okay. think Dobbs can run the ball, Fields is, you know,
I mean, we've seen him. We play him twice a year.
He's ten times the running quarterback that Dobbs was.
Right.
So that would be exciting. A new part of our game. We've never really had a scrambling quarterback in Minnesota. So that would be pretty fun. And then, two, you are saying the talent is there, and he just needs KOC to unlock it.
Okay.
He's never thrown to someone like Justin Jefferson.
And the coaches in Chicago have been a mess.
Have been kind of a mess, and they've been in and out, and they've just like you're pretty much betting on KOC knowing what he wants and then getting the most out of that.
I suppose I would have to have faith that if they got him, they would feel like they got him for a reason, and that they know a lot of things that I don't, which of course they do.
Yeah. So I would be okay with that, but I don't want that.
I want to draft somebody. I want to draft somebody high as possible, somebody exciting.
So
I want to draft whoever you think that they should draft. That's what I would get excited about.
So I think this is like rumor season now, where you're going to hear lots of slander about every quarterback because all these teams are going to try to hurt their draft stock in hopes that it's easier for them to get them.
So they're going to be the ones that are putting out negative stories about all the QBs so that they can grab them.
Drake May, he literally is so inaccurate, and he needs a long time to get back. You know, like, you're going to hear all those stories, and you already have started to, because these teams are all trying to maneuver to get the guys that they want.
Yeah.
What
did you think of the combine? Did you watch any of it?
No.
Did you think it was weird that, was it Drake May that...
He didn't do much. None of the guys did. Daniels, May, and Williams all pretty much sat out. They were there. They didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
J.J. McCarthy looked pretty good. He's big.
He had a really, really strong throw in that. I saw that he was second overall.
The second hardest throw ever in the history of the combine.
And then the record was broken today, the first?
The first guy was also Joe Milton from Tennessee had the first.
Fucking beast, dude.
And JJ tied Josh Allen for the second hardest throw in combine history.
That's cool.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think there's much to take from the combine at this point. I think like the fact that everybody sits it out now tells you how it's more about the meetings than anything, I think, at this point.
Yeah, yeah,
I think, like...
And then the players that need to try to improve their draft stock, but if you're already projected in the top, you can really only hurt yourself by getting out there.
I think so. The big, big, big players, kind of, they don't want to go there and then have a bad day and hurt themselves. So they're going to wait for their pro day, and they're there to talk to the teams, you know, and you're there as your own, doing your own PR as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I never take much from the combine. I mean, it's always like, oh, this dude ran the fastest 40 time. He's now a first round pick, you know, that kind of stuff happens, but I don't know. I don't think outside of the meetings that the Vikings had with the quarterbacks, I don't think that much happened there.
Okay. But JJ really did like his meeting with Minnesota and his workout here. So that was kind of exciting.
I think that every quarterback, I think all four of them, if they got to pick where they went, Minnesota would be in all four of their top threes.
Sure.
All four of them. It's the landing spot. When they asked the quarterbacks, who is the number one receiver in football?
And who's the receiver you want to play with the most?
That's what I meant. Which receiver is the best in football, and who do you want to play with? All of them, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, it was like all across the board.
They all said Justin Jefferson.
That's great.
You know, I think that, and then the NFL Players Association yearly rankings came out.
The report cards came out, yes.
The Vikings, I think, finished second this year. Last year, they finished tied for first. This year, they finished second. But KOC was one of only three coaches to get an A+.
Nice.
From the players.
Wow.
And the facilities are great. The coaches are great. The organization is so strong. Offense is absolutely tailor-made for a quarterback to step in and succeed.
All right.
So to me, I just think like all of these guys would love to end up in Minnesota.
I want Baker, and I want a top draft pick. That would be my dream scenario. It'd be a fun season.
Yeah.
And we get the guy of the future. We get to, at least we get to take that chance. That's an incredibly exciting chance.
Baker Mayfield along with J.J. McCarthy or Drake May.
That'd be really so much fun.
I'd be really excited about that.
And, you know, maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. But at least you have that chance of becoming a dynasty.
I could not agree with you anymore. I would rather we take a swing and miss than that we just run it back with Cousins.
Yeah, right, right.
And that we have financial problems for the next few years because we went all in with Achilles injury, Kirk Cousins in his late 30s. I don't want to do that. I would rather swing and miss.
So if he goes to Atlanta, are you cheering for him at this point or not? Or what does that look like for you? You're just...
I don't care.
You don't want him to go have his best season ever.
I don't care. I'm not even paying attention.
Okay.
I don't even care.
That's probably the right...
I'm just worried about us and the Packers.
We're a little worried about the Packers, sure.
I'm worried about the Packers and the Vikings, and that's pretty much it. Everyone else I'm not really caring too much about.
Okay.
I don't care if Kirk goes there and does well or does poorly. It doesn't really matter to me.
Got it.
I just don't want him to be here.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm ready. I don't know.
I'm ready for us to start over. And like,
he just got that gold grill though, to be like JJ, and it looks really bad. You can't get an all gold grill with no diamonds or anything. It just looks like you have pirate teeth. It looks horrible.
Yeah, it's
bad
not good.
Grill.
What worse grill? His or Kanye's?
Kanye's, because Carter can't fucking talk anymore. I think he got it like glued on permanently too. So he always just can't even talk or rap anymore. It's really rough. So, yes, Kanye's, and then you got to go after that.
I think
that
Kanye could legitimately, without a doubt, bite clear through a pop can.
Yeah, he looks like Jaws from Golden.
I think he could bite a pop can in half at this point. Like, no problem.
I think he would do that in protest of the Jews or something. Like, I don't know. I bet he has.
All right. I think that... this offseason is going to be one of the most fun that we have in our lives for the Vikings.
We'll be here.
And
we'll be covering it.
We're going to be covering
it
this whole time. The Vikings did some other things as well. They cut Alexander Mattison.
Oh, really? So we really don't have a running back anymore.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Alexander Mattison has like a bit of a rap career. Did you know this?
No.
I mean, I don't know if he's like Troy Hudson level. T-Hud popping bottles, popping collars.
Is he like Lin-Manuel Miranda level?
I hope he's better than that. Yeah, I don't
How
really
could
know.
He not? How could he not sample Hamilton for like most of his songs?
Oh right, Mattison versus I get it now.
Alexander Mattison. Yeah, I would be.
You're a history teacher. Don't just assume everybody knows.
I'd
your
be
shit.
Sampling that and everything I did. Yeah, we also brought in Josh McCown.
Right, as a coach. Yep.
As our quarterback's coach. He's supposed to be one of the best quarterback's coaches in the league.
Okay.
I think he's got a great reputation. He was a high school coach.
Okay.
In North Carolina.
Where they take it super seriously, I'm sure.
And he was on the staff when Drake May was the quarterback there at the same high school.
That's insane.
Yeah, so some people are
speculating.
So
he coached, he made Drake May who Drake May is.
So some people are speculating that might mean the Vikings really want to go in that direction.
That's the target. And
who
you'd
knows?
Be good with that.
Yeah, I'd be excited.
Either one.
I'd be very excited.
Drake May or JJ, quick.
I mean, I would, I think I'd rather have Drake May.
Okay.
I do. I mean, Caleb Williams would be my dream scenario. But
right.
It's not happening. I think I would rather have Drake May and J.J. McCarthy than Jaden Daniels. But I'd be excited about Jaden Daniels, too.
Okay.
I'd be excited about any of those four.
Yeah.
And I would, you better believe that I would talk myself into whoever it was.
Oh, yeah.
If those
You're
four
100%
guys,
sold.
If it's one of those four guys, I am in. I will be a huge fan. I will buy a jersey. I will be all in. So excited about
as
it.
As soon as you get the Ant AE1s. Then you can get the jersey.
Yeah.
Because he's waiting on that.
Yeah,
he's just
is.
Like...
He's mad at me.
Although
that.
They're selling so incredibly well, maybe that took the pressure
I
off
I tried to
bit.
Buy them
You probably
couple
just
times,
can't buy
and
them.
And then
yeah.
they were like impossible to buy if, like unless it was on the secondary market. And I was
yeah,
kind
don't
of like,
do that.
Eh,
don't do that.
It doesn't really help.
You'll get the next drop.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go. Vikings, lots of exciting stuff.
I'm excited,
I mean, next
dude.
Week we're gonna be breaking down like real rumors of free agency, because I think the legal tampering period starts a week from today.
There you go.
So we'll be seeing some big changes, hopefully.
You'll be on Twitter, and then I'll be just like waiting to hear what the fuck's going on from you.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. Can't wait.
All right, let's move on to the Timberwolves.
Okay.
Okay, the Timberwolves. My question for you is, are the Timberwolves still Western Conference contenders?
Yeah.
To win the West?
Yes. I mean, nobody's really emerging yet. Like you said, you know, if the Nuggets are the favorite, which
yeah,
sure they still are. They haven't really emerged yet as like, yep, we want to start winning all our games and ramping up. And there's only 22 games left. So,
yeah.
I mean, we're still a couple games ahead of them. I think that we're still a contender. Why not? I mean, we've held the one spot more than any other team in the West, although we don't have it right now. We maybe will after this game tonight again because it is that close. You lose two, yeah, and you lose the spot. That's how close it is. But I think that regardless, we do finish in the top four, which is what we want. That's, you know, you get the home series.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tough teams. Well, teams that like seem that they're going to be tough when the playoffs come somehow. Like they're gonna like win the play-in tournament, and then everyone's gonna be like, "Yep, Lakers are the darlings," and they're gonna suck.
I just don't want to play Denver in round two.
It looks like that's what's gonna happen. Like when you look at how it's laid out right now, it looks like almost all paths go Denver in the second.
I would really like to play OKC in the second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one, that would be so exciting. And
one,
fun. I mean,
it would be such a fun, exciting series, and maybe a real.
That's a game. Budding, that's a seven game series.
A budding rivalry too. I think.
Right, coming up at the same time.
A bunch of young players.
I hope that we're like the two best teams in the West for the next few years, and we go back and forth.
But
that'd
like
be
the
great.
The big thing about it is their inexperience and our inexperience would probably be a nice. Like combination,
yeah, anything could happen.
I think like the Nuggets are just like
they're kind of a boring team when they're playing perfectly. They're just like
you go into deep water with them, and they've survived deep water.
Ooh,
you know. And I think that's what's a little scary about playing them. It's just like in that moment, our guys have never felt that, and theirs all have.
Right.
And so I think like that is the only thing I'm a little spooked about playing them.
Yeah, I'd like to play them in the Western Conference final.
They get eliminated. We play the Clippers in the Western Conference finals, and they are injured.
Kawhi's not in. Like
we get playoff James Harden.
Oh, God. We're just regular James Harden now.
Playoff,
he stinks.
Playoff James Harden.
He was so fucking bad last night, and they still beat us. I was pissed.
Playoff James Harden probably cancels out with playoff Karl Anthony Towns, though.
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect.
They probably cancel each other right out of the series.
So then, now it's even match again. No, that sounds exciting. Yeah, I think the Nuggets are a better team, but, you know, we're going to go on our stretches and beat a bunch of great teams the rest of this year, too, and we'll be convinced that they are contenders again.
Yeah.
They just happen to have lost a couple of ugly games recently.
So, there's a rule that Phil Jackson always felt like was a way to judge who is a real contender. What was this rule?
So the rule is you want to get to 40 wins before you hit 20 losses. And not many teams do it.
No.
And there's four this year that did it. And, you know, now everyone's played enough games that's all that it will be.
Who is it?
The Wolves.
Yeah.
The Nuggets.
Yep.
The Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And the Celtics. And I think that there is a 85% chance that one of those teams wins it all.
I think there's a 95% chance.
Okay. Because you're thinking, I mean, you got the Nuggets and you got Boston. I think Boston, there should be probably a 65% chance alone that
Boston
they win.
I think Boston is a 50-50 to win. Like, I think it's Boston 50, the field 50,
yeah,
to be honest
right.
with
yes,
you.
Yes, I think it could be. They're so fucking good. They're so complete.
They're beating everyone's ass so badly right now.
Yeah.
Like, they humiliated Golden State
on
national television.
And the pressure couldn't be any higher on them to perform, to win the title this year.
Mm-hmm. They're the deepest team in the league. They're the best run team in the league. They have so many good players. Their bench is insane. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're the model organization of the NBA.
Yeah.
They really are. I mean, just it doesn't really matter what they do. They just continually have the best team. And it's been going on for about 30 years now.
I know.
Like they don't win every
year.
Pre-30
years they were even better.
Yeah,
it's like
I mean, they're just a great organization.
Yeah,
so.
I get that. So I do think that, you know, it's nice to be in that conversation. Doesn't mean that always happens, but in this case, I think it will. I think that one of those three teams is the most likely to come out of the West, and mm-hmm. I think Boston just seems to have the East locked down. I mean, there's a bigger gap between them and the number two in the East than there is between the number one and number seven in the West.
Who's number two? Is it the
It's the Cavs, I think. Yeah, Cavs and then the Heat, or no, Bucks maybe are two because they've actually won a bunch of games recently. And then I think it's like, you know, Cavs, Heat, down the line. Are you looking it up to see who it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it just feels like to me like nobody's going to be able to beat them in a series.
Okay, so in the Eastern Conference right now, you have the Hawks, Bulls, Pacers, and Heat in the play-in area.
Yeah, they're not doing anything.
Six is the Magic. They're not a contender. Five is the Sixers without Embiid right now. Mm-hmm. They're not a contender. Four is the Knicks. They're not a contender.
Eh. Yeah.
The Cavs are three. I don't think they're a contender. The only team that I think that could give Boston any trouble, and it would just take a superhero performance from their superstar, is the Bucks. They're number two right now. They're a full 8.5 games behind.
I don't think Dame Lillard helped that team as much as they thought it was going to.
No, I don't think so either.
Dude shoots lights out, and then he disappears, and then he throws up, he misses 16 shots, and you lose that game.
So, speaking of scoring in games, one other thing about the NBA, they're upset about the level of scoring that's happening in the
league. They just kind of wonder if it's not a great idea. Like, the 72, how many wins did the Golden State get that year? 72, 73 wins to set the record.
Yeah.
Their offense would be like the 20th best offense this year. Isn't that, and it's been like that going every year. And they think that, the rules a little bit are favoring, you can't touch them, right? You can't push them. You can't get in their way. They just get to drive to the basket.
Unless it's
they
the last minute of the game.
Yeah.
Then all the rules disappear.
The refs just make insane choices.
It's like a street fight in the last minute of the game. But the rest of the game, everything is a foul.
Everything's
a foul. Check is a foul.
Yeah, so they... People do think that, and then there's the thing of nobody plays defense anymore. It's like, well, at least the Wolves do. But they're probably going to make some changes in the offseason. Probably institute a couple new rules, or at least, they can tell the refs, like, hey, focus on this instead.
I think
and they can change the game by doing that.
I think the easiest thing they could do is move the three-point line back. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Is there any room? How do you do that?
I'd make court bigger then.
Yeah. You'd have to make
I'm not
the
even
court
kidding.
Bigger,
I would be like, the court is now 2 feet wider on each side.
Yeah.
4 feet wider court.
Basketball hoop, 3-4 feet higher.
Higher.
I mean,
I think that's
it's got to be Wemby size.
I think
now.
That's just the thing. Scoring is up because everybody can shoot the shit out of the ball.
And
now.
Everybody's huge, yeah.
Everyone can shoot, and everyone is shooting at such a high percentage, and everyone on the team can. Like
right,
there's always been guys who could. There's always been guys who could shoot the ball well, but now teams are playing... three, four, five guys at a time who can shoot the ball well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has just melted defense. Like,
right.
It's made it so difficult. And then so many of these guys, their game is built on getting to the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just guys who can just say, on this drive, I'm driving square into that dude's chest, and I'm getting to the free throw line.
Yep, and it works. And the rip-through foul thing is always frustrating, but that works. And you get why they do it.
Yeah. They've just like outsmarted the game a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that what they should do is they should go back to more strict rules, just period. Like, what if we just like started calling travelings all the time?
There's not that many travels though.
No.
But they give them like
they travel.
They
every
give
play.
Them a gather step and then a half step and
they
then two
the
steps
ball. They
and
dribble
then
the
a
ball
jump step.
Like one dribble.
And then they
two
carry
dribbles,
it.
Carried. Three dribbles. Like
Giannis
like,
can dribble twice and get across the
why,
whole court.
Like why
and
are
dunk.
We why are we even
dribbling?
Having
just,
him dribble anymore.
Just run it
well,
like
just
rugby.
Play handball.
Could be like rugby.
Just
yeah.
handball.
Oh, okay.
They just throw the ball through the air. I don't even need dribbling anymore.
Yeah.
You can dribble if you want.
If it somehow helps you, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. The
okay.
last thing we need to talk about here today is the Premier League.
Oh, yes.
The Premier League is
fun year. Fun year.
This is...
Especially for our teams.
I think this is one of the best years in the Premier League that there's been in a long time.
Well, for you.
No. For the league itself.
No, I agree.
It's the closest that the standings have been in 10 years at this point of the
That's
season.
That's great.
With 9 games to go, there's...
I mean,
Liverpool,
what is it? Liverpool's up by 1 point on City.
City's at 62, and Arsenal's at 61.
I love
and
that.
And Aston Villa's at 55.
So they're still...
They're 8 points out of first. They're not going to get there, but still, I mean, they're within striking distance as well. I think this is the best year. I think the Premier League, the ratings are way up.
Yes, good.
The biggest game in the history of American audience for the Premier League was Arsenal versus Liverpool.
Cool.
I think that these next two games for City, they play Liverpool and Arsenal. I think
really they go back to back.
I think so. I think both of those games will be massive. massive for the TV audience.
A TV audience for our teams, for us personally, and for the fate of the season.
Yeah. Oh, the
very telling.
The title's kind of on the line here, I think, in these.
You know,
next
every
two games.
Game is worth 3 points if you win, but some games seem to be worth a lot more.
I think if City wins both games, the title is wrapped up.
That would suck.
It will suck. But I think that's what will happen here. Yeah. So I think this is like coming down to the wire. It's three teams that have all been awesome. I mean, literally, this is how good the league has been. Arsenal has outscored their opponents in the seven games. They're 7-0 in 2024. And they've outscored their opponents 31-3.
That's
and in that
absurd,
time,
man.
In that time, they beat Liverpool. And in that time, they've only made up 3 points on Liverpool.
That's great. And that was it.
That was it. That was all 3 points.
Because Liverpool's won all the other ones.
They've won all the other ones. Yeah. And City has a draw is all. So I think they've made up 2 points on City. So even though they're playing flawless, Liverpool and City are holding serve every game too. The three teams
aren't losing.
That's
why when they face each other.
I think that I believe the three teams have one loss in 21 games in 2024. So the three teams are in an absolute sprint to the finish line here.
Arsenal's in a good situation, not in... Well, no, you are in Champions League.
Yeah, but not in the domestic cup.
Yeah.
Not in the FA Cup.
Okay.
Liverpool knocked them out.
Yeah.
And so, I know. That's the truth. So, yeah, I think, like, this season is so fun. You have your choice of two Northern teams and one London team. Aston Villa trying to make top four for the first time in a really long time.
That'd be cool.
You know, you have
Tottenham not even just outside
fifth,
looking
they're
in.
They're fifth. They're 5 points behind Villa, but they're still within striking distance.
And then
there.
Isn't United right behind them?
Yeah.
Okay. City fucked them up, though. Yeah, I was hoping just, man, United, could you do one thing
one
for me
thing,
ever?
But they can't because they're pathetic. I think the season has been lights out. So this weekend, you have City versus Liverpool.
And it's at City?
I don't we need to
Well, whatever.
But yeah, City Liverpool this weekend. This is like
I think it's Saturday.
It's on Sunday morning at 10:45 Central.
All right. Good time.
And it's at Liverpool.
Okay. Oh, this is must win. This is must win.
I think this is the biggest
we
game
can't
of the
draw.
Year for them.
We can't draw.
I kind of think both teams need the win.
And it just, you know, we've talked about this off the pod, but it's like, they're so hurt. They're so injured. I don't know who's going to fucking go out there and beat City, but
Liverpool's
these kids,
the
there's
going
to be some like 19-year-olds that are going to
Liverpool
have
is the
a
most
legendary moment.
Injured team in probably all of Europe right now.
Yeah.
They're so banged up. They're missing so many star players
We're
right
in a
now.
Fucking million tournaments that we keep winning in, and you know, that's great and all, but so it's just, it's, you know, I would say that if you took the odds, it's City, Arsenal, Liverpool, in my opinion, although I don't want that to happen, but I do wonder what those odds say. I would guess that City is still the favorite.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to find you the odds here on City versus Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
So betting odds, Man City is plus 132 and Liverpool is plus 182. So even at Liverpool, they have City as the favorites for the game. This site has draw plus 270, Liverpool plus 200, City plus 120.
Okay.
So City slight favorites in that. I don't know. I think this is so fun this year. Three-team race. They haven't had one of these since Liverpool, City, and Spurs. Like 6 or 7 years ago.
Cool.
We're all in a similar position.
And City won.
This is only the second time in the last 10 years that three teams have had over 60 points at this point of the year.
Good teams.
So teams are winning. They're scoring goals. Like, it is a real fight to the finish here.
And our teams are in it. How fun is that, dude? Good for the pod. Good for our hearts.
Good for my mental health.
Yeah.
But eventually bad for my mental health.
Right.
Good for my mental health until it isn't, is where I think it is.
Yeah. until the rug gets pulled out from under you.
Yeah, the rug will eventually get pulled out, and then that will be good for the pod, too.
Yeah, that'll be good for the content.
Yeah, for the content.
Mental health, we're not worried about that. Yeah, it's fucked.
It will be good for you guys. Will love hearing how miserable I am, or maybe you won't. Maybe at this point you've been with us for so long that you're like,
dude,
someday,
how much more punishment can he take?
Someday, one of his teams has to win, because if you guys are keeping score at home, none of my teams have ever won a title since we've done this podcast.
No, I mean, ever. We 100% need to keep doing this pod. Yeah. Well, up until and through the first championship. Can you imagine the first championship we get in any sport? It'd be very exciting.
No, I can't, because it hasn't happened since I was three. So, no, I have no idea what a championship feels like.
Oh, well, that's because you're not interested in women's sports, Eric, to bring it full circle, baby.
Yeah, so there you go. Huge game this weekend. Liverpool City, Sunday morning. Tune in.
Must watch. Pick a team if you haven't.
Yeah. Or just like literally just watch the rest of the season and see how you feel.
Yeah.
Pick the vibiest team.
Pick the kits you like the best.
Whatever. Pick the kits. Pick a vibe. Just pick a team that feels like it's fun to cheer for. There's a reason for Liverpool. They have been fighting this war against Man City, mostly losing.
Yeah.
But fighting this war for years. They've won a title. They've won a Champions League. They've taken them to the death so many times. And it's Jurgen Klopp, one of their great coaches, his final season. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the end of an era for them.
A lot of great storylines with them.
Arsenal have been in the wilderness for like a decade after being a formerly very proud team.
If you want a future is bright team, though, you might want to pick Arsenal.
Yes, future is really bright.
Future
young.
Cloudy? That's Liverpool right
now. Yeah. Could be great.
Yeah, oh, sure. Full expectations
it's
they'll
just,
be very
it's just
good
like,
and competitive.
It's just like when you do the eight ball, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like things are murky.
Yeah, murky.
It's in between sides. We
shake
can't really
it again,
say, yeah, shake it again. And then if you want to just be a soulless person, be a City fan.
Yeah.
Have no soul. And
stop listening to the pod.
We don't
but you
like
can go
you.
Ahead and pick them if you want.
Yeah.
Just don't listen, bitch.
All right, that is all the time we have on this episode. Make sure you tune into our screencast, because we are going to do a lot on Dune. We will tell you how hot the heat is with the wreck on Dune 2, which we did go see.
Spoiler alert, hotter than the sands of Arrakis.
Yes, yes, I love that. Mm-hmm. So tune into that. Until then, thanks for hanging out with your good friends here at the Northeast Podcast.